Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Most High God. Today we're going to be reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 57. Amen. And the word of God reads, "Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy. I look to you for protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings until the danger passes by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send help from heaven to rescue me, disgracing those who hound me. My God will send forth his unfailing love and faithfulness. I am surrounded by fierce lions who greedily devour human prey, whose teeth pierce like spears and arrows, and whose tongues cut like swords. Be exalted, O God, above the highest heavens. May your glory shine all over all the earth. My enemies have set a trap for me. I am weary from distress. They have dug a deep pit in my path, but they themselves have fallen into it. My heart is confident in you, O God. My heart is confident. No wonder I can sing your praises. Wake up, my heart. Wake up, O harp. I will wake the dawn with my song. I will thank you, Lord, among all the people. I will sing your praises among the nations, for your unfailing love is as high as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the highest heavens. May your glory shine over all the earth." Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Most High God. What is it we're seeing in these passages? It's so powerful, right? We could cry out to God, and then God is going to protect us. He will not let our enemies be triumphant over us or circumstances overtake us, right? We could take the confidence and refuge in our Lord. Amen. I love what verse 3 says. He says, "He will send help from heaven to rescue me, disgracing those who hound me." Amen. Hallelujah. See, we have heaven on our side. We have God on our side, God's people. So let us rejoice as we see here, right, that what? His unfailing love and faithfulness. Oh, praise be to the Most High God. His unfailing love. Now I can testify for days of his unfailing love. God loves us, and he will continue to keep us as we continue to press on, as we continue to draw close unto him. Amen. Hallelujah. And we see here more, right? It said, "I'm surrounded by fierce lions who greedily devour human prey, whose teeth pierce like spears and arrows, whose tongues cut like swords." See, the calamities, there's things that will surround you, but there's nothing that you should fear because God is with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Right? Even then we continue, we see here, right? But yet, we see here the psalmist saying, "Be exalted, O God, above all the highest heavens. May your glory shine over all the earth." Amen. This is what we need to do. We need to rejoice in those circumstances. Rejoice whenever those times that your back is against the wall, that we can call out to God and know that we are victorious. Amen, God's people. It says, "My enemies have set a trap for me. I'm weary from my distress. They have dug a deep pit in my path, but they themselves have fallen into it." Look what it says in verse 6. But yet look at 7. "My heart is confident in you, O God. My heart is confident. No wonder I can sing your praises." Hallelujah. Let us rejoice regardless of the circumstances. Let us praise God because God is our victory. Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is our banner. The Lord is our victory. This has been Chaplain Garza, Street Evangelist.